Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's End. Yes, Davin's End, the show that is better than your electric car running out of power as you drive to the Korean barbecue restaurant for a meal by yourself. We're better than that. You can join the chat room. The Den Pen by go to davincomedy.com. Really, that is the best way to listen to the show. I highly recommend it. And this week, Dum Dum actually got it set up almost on time. So please, go there. Or if you like the nice echo, it shouldn't echo tonight. It shouldn't echo because Pip's not here. You can go to the Facebook Live page. Problem is, Joe doesn't get picked up that well for some reason. But maybe tonight will be different and we'll be able to hear Joe. So you can watch us on the Davin's Den Facebook page and hope for the best. Been doing this a long time. Still can't figure out technology. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined in his mobile, powered by gasoline, Joe Curry. Hello, Joe. Oh, Joe's not there. Joe is just here.
He was, but it sounds like he's...
All right.
Well, you know what? I can't hear. Plus...
Okay, Joe will be home soon, and then Joe will join us. Joe is getting home. He's dealing with traffic and rain. Hello, Pip. How are you?
Hi, I've got a migraine, so I will be a bundle of joy this evening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I am sorry to hear that. Yes, you texted me about pudding home. She said pudding. I'm like, all right. She wants a sweet and expensive treat that a 6-year-old enjoys. So that's,
I said something about pudding.
That's what your text said. P-U-D-D-I-N-G. Pudding. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you know what? That's one of the symptoms.
Yes. All right. So Joe is in transit and Pip is migraining. I'm here. I've had a hell of a day. We'll get to that. On the show, School of Fools. A school board says the LGBTQ 1A. Is it 1A now? I think they've added stuff because when I go to hashtag and I just put LGBTQ, it's not enough. For a while there was a plus sign. I think the plus sign might have. You know what? You know what would be better? You have so many goddamn letters. Make some words. Use words. If you're going to have that many letters, throw some vowels in the middle. Make some words so I can hashtag you. Jesus Christ.
I don't really know what the. I knew that there was A plus, but I don't know about one. One is
now they're doing the mathematics. Now there's somebody confused who's a coefficient of three. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
I will tell you this. I've always supported the gay community. You know, they could do what they want, and I don't care. But if they're going to add numbers and letters, I don't like algebra, and I won't like you.
Right, I know. Is it a life? Algebra problem.
We're going to do a quadratic equation style. It's my favorite. All right.
Oh, God. I don't understand what all of them are, but, you know, hey, go you.
Yeah, it's like lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer, 1A steak sauce. I mean, I don't know. Yeah.
Steak sauce. Now I'm...
Even gay people are like, pick something and stick with it.
It's too much.
I'm steak sauce questioning.
I'll tell you what. Here's the problem with this. They go to all this. This is why people go to the derogatory terms. Because they know when you say that word, everybody knows what you're talking about. It's not the right thing to do, but everybody knows who you're talking about. So enough, guys. Let's go with full words or stop changing. They're letters. They're not human beings. They can't change as they feel like it. But anyway. That was a unplanned riff and rant. A school board says the LGBT community will not get a month in their school system. No month for you. New York is going green, and it's not because the Jets actually won this week. It's not because of that. We tackle perhaps Pip's biggest moral conundrum as a woman is charged with murder after she ran over a man trying to kill a cat. This could be very interesting. Pip's head might explode. I don't know what that is, Pip. Oh, look at that. It's a cat. Look at that. All right. That's nice. Yeah, with what Pip's doing now, all the more reason not to watch and just listen, by the way.
Hey, Pip, I just pulled in, and I'm going to go on radio silence, and I'll be with you guys within 10 minutes, all right?
Okay.
just like every man. As soon as he pulls in, radio silence.
Like, you want to talk? A restaurant says to parties of one, get your feet on someplace else. No, we're not feeding losers. Not you.
Oh, man.
A very crappy, outstanding display of spite.
Very crappy.
And scamming scammers. It was a very sexy last time we did it. Very sexy.
It was very sexy. So. There was a lot going on.
There was a lot going on. So that's what we got on the agenda tonight. The gang's all here. Well, not really, but we're all together, sort of. So anything going on with you, Pip?
Well, besides the headache, I don't know if you could tell over the Facebook, you could probably see me talking. I was talking to Mr. Yokes because just before the show started, somebody came to the door talking to us about solar panels on the house.
Right.
It's like this seems to be the prime hour where people ring our doorbell and ask us if we want things.
Well, did they tell you what? Because they just came here like a week ago. They tell you that the state will pay for it?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But the problem, and they're responsible if it causes damage to the roof, but the problem is there's no guarantee if you get a leaky roof that they're coming right away. That's the thing. So the guy who I bought my siding supplies in and deals with roofing supplies, he happened to be here. He's a friend of mine. He happened to be here when our solar guy came. And I guess because the solar guy works for one of the companies that he deals with, and he was like, there's no way I would put that on my roof.
Well, you know, I mean, our neighbors across the street have it, and so do the people around the corner. I don't know what their who they went through, but our house, the apex of the house, the line runs east west. So the north facing side in the northeast, in the northeast of the United States, the north face is probably not going to get enough sun, but our south face. And that's where we have this little dog leg on the house where people built a bedroom. Those areas could possibly get enough sun that it would be worth our while. But we have trees in the backyard that are quite tall. So, you know, whenever something like this happens, you're opening up a friggin' can of worms. It's like, oh, that would be nice, except there's all this other stuff to do. And like you just mentioned, we just got a new roof on here. I'll be damned if I'm having somebody puncture it, especially after we got the tail end of Hurricane Ian.
Well, and that's the thing. Like we said, that hey, we just got this roof is like a few months old, and he's like, well, that's the best time to do it while the roof is good. But that voids any warranty that your roofer gave you once they start going up there and punching holes in it. So. We decided not to. I was intrigued because, you know, they say they're giving you a great rate. You could save a little bit of money on electricity, and God knows it's going up higher and higher. But ultimately, we said no.
I don't know because, of course, I was getting ready for the show while Mr. Hillix was having the chat with them on the porch. But the thing is, because past COVID, no... people stopping by are coming in.
Seriously?
On the porch.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. We don't have work people come in. No.
Oh, like right in the throes of it, in the beginning, we needed work people coming in because, like, our dryer wasn't working. Right in the thick of it, we had to have people in. I mean, you know, it is what it is. So right now, like let's pretend I actually knew where you lived. Let's pretend I found your front door. I would not be able to come in. I would have to stand outside.
Oh, no, you'd come in, but it's the thing is that you would not want to be in.
Why wouldn't I want to be in?
Come on. It's well known on this show that I'm a hoarder that it's not a pleasant environment.
Well, I mean, I'm looking behind you, and though it looks like it's foggy in there, I mean, like, I don't see, like, stacks of boxes and old bags behind you. Your wall looks clear.
Not everywhere. I mean, there are safe spaces.
Well, I mean, that's the sign of a real hoarder. There are no safe spaces.
Yeah, no, there's definitely areas where it's safe for human habitation. It's just that there's so much clutter that it's like, oh, I know, I would not want you to come in until I get my shit together.
So never. So never.
I wanted to quit my job. I wanted to just have time to do all this stuff. But then I told my boss I was quitting, and he looked like he just pooed his pants.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, but you were out of work for over a year, and you didn't clean, and you didn't clean the house. You're not doing it now.
I was really depressed during that period.
Yeah, well, you'd be depressed again if you didn't have a paycheck coming.
No, I mean, because it would be my choice. That would be okay.
For a little while.
Yeah, I mean, we have enough savings that, you know, for like a year off, I would be all right.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, we've tinkled away our savings. It is,
Well, you just bought a house that had a lot of unexpected expense tied to it.
And I will...
By the way, your new siding looks very nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, well, I'm about to talk about that.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, what a... You know, we actually have to hold off on doing our master bathroom right now just because we need to save a little bit more money because in a couple years, our daughter's going to college. So, you know, we got a...
Are you planning on paying for that, do you?
We do. Well, yeah, I mean, listen. I mean, she could possibly get, like, some type of scholarship help depending where she goes. But, you know, our parents... paid for our undergrad, you know, four-year college, in my case, four and a half, as the case may be.
Oh.
but the deal was you want to go to a graduate school, you pay for that. And, you know, so law school I paid for, although I do think my dad helped me out. But the deal was I would pay for it, and I did. I paid a lot of it. So we're going to pay for her her undergrad. And, you know, if she wants to go to graduate school, that will be – on her. Now, if she goes to a state school, obviously it's a lot more affordable, but
yeah.
I have a feeling we're going to make just a bit more than we, and when I say we, I mean my wife, and yeah, I'm thrown in there, but yeah, but like just a little bit more so that you don't get the free college education.
Oh, hell. I went to state school, and my dad was a postal worker. That was the entire family income, and that was considered too much for financial aid.
Not financial aid. Like if you make under a certain amount in New York, and you go to like a SUNY school, it's free. I think.
Oh wow! That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, but my wife.
Yeah, you'll probably make too much.
Yeah, my wife's too much of an overachiever. Not me though. I'm doing my part.
Well, I was, you know. Lucky enough that back in the day you could afford college. I took out loans. I got a tiny amount of financial aid package, and I did work study on campus. And I worked during the breaks. Between all those things, I still had student loans to pay off when I was done. But back then, you could do that. It was cheap enough. The interest rates were low enough. And so, except for a little bit of financial aid, I paid my own way through my bachelor's.
Do you know if you claim bankruptcy? You know, usually, you know, you get a lot of your bills alleviated. You know, they're really knocked down if you declare bankruptcy. Not school loans. those remain untouched. Kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to take care of that. But you know what? I wonder about that whole bankruptcy thing because my brother had to declare bankruptcy at one point. Do you know he started getting offers for credit cards right away? They did not care. They were just like, oh, hey, you don't seem to owe anything. Here's some credit cards. It's like, yeah, you know why? You know why I don't have any debt, you dopes? I don't understand it.
Well, we have, as you said, we have, I'll put in a lot of money. Now, I mean, we could sell this house at a profit right now. And, I mean, we've added a lot of value to the house, but it's not what we were hoping. The wife, I don't want to buy a fixer-upper. Okay, and here we are. So here's today's latest.
Oh shoot! I'm afraid.
It's been a while. First of all, before I get into that, today I found out my best friend Elias's father passed away. His mother passed away a couple years ago.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. So send my condolences out to
him. Oh God, was he sick for a long time?
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
See, so like the past. Less than a week. It was essentially, you know, the doctors pretty much said it, he just let him go. That type of deal. Which, you know, I mean, my buddy's wife is a saint because she took care of my buddy's mom and my buddy's dad. I mean, just you don't find people like that. And now I think her mom is staying with them a lot of the time, and she's having a lot of health situations and everything. So anyway, yeah, I mean, it got to the point, though, like this past year, and when my friend would call, I was afraid he was telling me that his dad passed. Not that we don't talk. We do talk because he calls. Yeah. And I'm terrible at that. But I am terrible at the initial call, but I am excellent at the if I missed you, I will call you back. I am excellent at that, but I am terrible.
Yeah, you are.
I am terrible at reaching out, but I tried to sometimes. But anyway, you know, we would call to you know, chat and everything. But I was just because I knew his dad was sick. Dad's been sick for several years. So, and then the other day he told me what was going on, and then this morning he called me, and so that sucks. So, you know, send my condolences.
That really does suck.
So I will be I'll be dusting off the old funeral, wedding, bar mitzvah suit one more time to
honey, not just one more time.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. Well, depends how I keep growing. You know, every time I squeeze into one of these suits, it could be the last time.
Well, you know, not everybody gives you enough. You know, time to like dive back into your funeral gear, so it's good to have something on hand.
Yeah, I know. Listen, when I show up to somebody's funeral in workout pants and a sweatshirt, you know I'm out of things that fit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Usually I have that suit. I usually people go, "Oh, you look nice." I go, "Yes, this is from the open casket collection."
The pay your respects ensemble.
That's what it is. I got the gray tie with the little cross on there that shows sadness and desperation. I should use that on my website. And, you know, the black shirt and everything you know that you can enjoy death with.
Everything you can enjoy death with. Are you miserable? Would you like to be more miserable? Hire Joe. He'll make sure you enjoy death. He'll come with a tie and a horsey on it.
I have so much black clothing. I've always got my death drag ready to go.
Yeah, but you like wearing black.
I do.
So, you know, your regular wardrobe.
That's my mood.
Yeah, your regular wardrobe is the death collection.
Yes.
So, nobody knows if somebody died or if you're happy. You're always wearing the same shit.
Are you enjoying my depressed ensemble?
Pip is very low.
Every time somebody gossip, it passes away. I open up the closet, and there it is on the hack. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Smells like Grim Reaper.
ashes.
You know, that's the thing with my dress shoes. My dress shoes have more mud on them than somebody wears dress shoes for more festive occasions would. Because you go into these cemeteries and they don't clean them up for you.
Well, you gotta make sure your shoes are clean. You get the shoe shine stuff.
I know, but I don't. Why, Joe? It's like making a bed. It's just gonna get filthy again. But no, I try to clean it up.
Well, plus the whole thing was shining his shoes. By the time Mike got done, I could be in a minstrel show.
Wow. Wow.
Well, you know, for women, they always think that when you're going to get dressed up that you should wear heels. And then you're walking across some field in the rain sobbing. I don't get that. It's black flats or I don't come. Sorry.
Okay, you little recluse. Anyway. So we just got the siding finished on the house. Just got it done Thursday. It went on way longer than I thought it was. And now Pip has a migraine right now. Imagine being surrounded by a migraine, because that's what it sounds like. Because they're just pounding on the walls of the house, and it gets maddening. It's terrible. So the siding guy decided to get all new gutters, We told him, we told him, all right, just do the front because people see the front, you know, get new gutters on the front. But he decided to get all new gutters. And he didn't get the gutters you can get at Home Depot. He didn't get those gutters. No. These are better quality gutters. And I got to tell you, when I'm having people over, my go-to when I want a peacock is to show off my gutters. That's what I like to do. I like to say, you know, your average person, they have their Lowe's or their Home Depot gutters. Not us. We're not that type of cheap scum. We have high quality gutters. Look at the craftsmanship of those gutters. Do you see the ridges? Look at the wide mouth of those gutters. I paid extra just so I could brag about my gutters. I mean, are you fucking kidding me?
I when I came over last, I looked and I said, you know, that's a really nice door. Oh, I like the new siding. That molding is really a nice thing. But those gutters, oh my God, I think I just came. Those gutters. Oh my God. Yeah, that's what I said to myself.
Yeah. Well, that was an extra $400 or $500. Yeah, exactly. And then, so we obviously have all this leftover stuff like shutters and gutters and all sorts of other crap all over the yard. So we asked them, like, because, you know, we're used to the contractors, you know, when they do the work, they take the stuff with them. No. Since he did not bring the supplies, since I got the supplies from my friend, it is my responsibility to get rid of the trash. Like, are you kidding me?
Unbelievable.
So, for him to get rid of the trash, it'll cost $400.
Oh, my God. Cha-ching.
Right. But they did agree to pack it up and put it in contractor bags we gave them. So, you know, and to rent the dumpsters, $400. And the trash company, which you pay for. Like, some places, like where I grew up, in your taxes, the municipality did the trash. Where I live now, you have to pay for your trash service. So, but they don't want to, you know, they're very particular about their trash, too. Pip and I touched on this a few weeks ago. But although you can't put construction trash in the trash. Why can't I? We're not racist here. We don't discriminate. We don't care where you came from. You all end up in the same place. The trash. I don't care if you're highfalutin trash or you're lowly construction trash. You all, in my mind, you should all wind up in the dumpster. That's how I look at things. But No. The trash company doesn't look at things the way I do. And no TVs either, which is why they need to go in the woods by the Playboy magazines.
You know, it's all you asbestos. You go back to where you came from.
It's not asbestos. It's not that at all. But, you know, but that's why we have to put it in the water system. That's why. Oh, no dumping down the sewers. Yeah, well, the trash won't take it. Guess what? The fish are going to have a new color of paint on them. How do you like that?
Oh, my God.
I like silver trout, and I like pink trout even more.
You have to be very particular about how you – well, you know, I – many years ago on the show, I told how I was very particular about when I went to the recycling place in my old town. They had bins for green glass and brown glass and blue glass and everything and white. And so I was very carefully dividing it up. And so one day I saw them come by and throw all of it in the same bin.
Yeah, no, it all winds up in... It doesn't even go to a recycling place, most of it. It just winds up in a landfill, most of it.
It drove me... I had an aneurysm that morning.
I saw a special on this. We're just doing this to amuse ourselves. But anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
So, all right. So now what we have to do is we have to put, like, a big contractor bag in the trash and then put our regular trash on top of it. So we're going to have to smuggle... trash. We're going to have to smuggle trash over the next period of months. Plus, we still have stuff like shutters and gutter things that are not like in contractor bags. So I don't know what we're going to do with that. But there's going to be a whole smuggling outfit today. The first contractor bag of trash, construction trash, made its way onto the truck, freed from my house.
So, freedom.
Yes.
I don't. Well, that was lucky.
No luck. No luck.
It's. I am as careful as I can be. Hi, Joe. Now we can see you.
Hi.
I'm careful about, you know, we recycle a lot of stuff. And,
I keep it in the car.
Yes, you bastard. And,
that's why she has a bigger car now. She's going greener. Recycling more.
Now we have big bags of all the 5 cent containers that we collected during the pandemic, and now I'm like, I found a place to bring them to that's right next to work, so finally I can get rid of all of that we had, like, bags and bags of them. We're like, what do we do with them? They're 5 cents each. What do we do with them? So now I bring them over and I get, you know, pay for lunch maybe. But the thing is that with all the recycling and everything we do, the one thing that I do, I mean, we very carefully clean out all the cat food cans because we saw this thing about, you know, places were rejecting a lot of recyclables because they had foodstuffs on them.
Oh.
We, like, scrub-a-dub.
Pip, I have bad news for you. I'm the reason they're rejecting it, and I'm not changing. So you keep scrubbing away, dear. You keep scrubbing away, and I'll keep on tossing it in the trash. I'm not sitting there.
I'm not scrubbing garbage.
Yeah.
Remember the good old days when it was just garbage?
Yes.
It's ridiculous. It's like the garbage goes out of here cleaner than the house actually is. It's insane.
Yeah, well, the things in the house look at the trash with jealousy. How come you guys get cleaned? We don't.
But the one thing that I do is that's naughty is that I keep, when you're cooking and you have grease, it's like, what do you do with it? So I always learned that you pour it into a can or a bottle and you freeze it so that at least it's not just like this nasty stuff, and you can't put it down the sink. What do you do with it? So that's what we always do with it. But then I have to, like you, I have to smuggle the bottle or can with the grease in it into my trash. So I have to wrap it in all this stuff so that they don't hear clinkety-clink and think that I'm throwing out recyclables. I am, but they're full of stuff. So it's like, oh, my God. I feel like a criminal.
Yes. Well, anyway. So I get up really early and I go to bed really late for no good reason at all, which is why I can always respond to you guys at all hours of the morning and day. So I was dozing off before the daughter went to school this morning when the wife screams up, "The basement is flooded!" Ah, shit.
No.
How can it be flooded? You're on a hill.
Joe.
That's how it works.
Joe, not only are we on a hill, I have a brand new water heater. You know, we've put all the, no, you guys, that was the first thing we got was the water heater. We talked about that. I have all this new stuff. We actually have the basement fairly close to what we hope it'll be one day. Things are looking, the basement is, oh shit. There's like an inch of water on the floor in the basement. Now we had these carpet squares that we got for free. And now those are, like, underwater. We had the workout mats. Fortunately, like, a lot of the valuable stuff we had learned, because it's not the first time this basement's flooded, to not have it on the floor. We can't figure out what's going on. So I call the water heater guy, the HVAC guy, and he's like, all right, I'll rearrange my schedule. I'll come over. He's like, I don't think that'll be it, but I'll come on over. And so I go, all right. And I make my way out to Lowe's to get a wet vac, because we don't have one of those, and I figure with the way disasters are rolling around, why rent when you can own?
Oh, you gotta have one. You gotta have one.
Yes, I know, Joe. Now I know. So
yeah.
So on the way to Lowe's, the wife calls me, and she's found the leak. Oh, this is good news. The leak is coming in through one of the basement windows. Why is the leak coming in? We've had many rainstorms. We've never had a leak with the basement window before. What the hell is it? It's pouring down the wall. I come back, bring back the HVAC. The wife does a great job of drying it and everything. Does a real nice job. Think we got it under control. And a couple hours later, the wife goes to pick up my daughter, comes in, and it's all wet again. What the hell is going on? So now it's got to be the siding. The siding's the only thing that's changed. So now I'm calling the guy, and you know, you got to come here. You got to check this out. I don't know what you did. And we go outside, and we see the well, the window well, is full of water. So we got to bail out the water, and that's why it's coming in. We don't know what it is. Now, when the siding guy was here, my wife and the siding guy decided to, like, twist a valve that they didn't know what it was. They just wanted to twist. I never twisted the valve. I've seen the valve since I moved in. I don't touch things I don't know. It's why it took me so long to touch a boob.
But what, the valve outside the house?
I didn't touch it. They touched the valve. Is it this valve?
That is a silcock, my friend.
That's a what now?
That's your
silcock. What? No, filthy boy. What are you talking about?
And there's this plastic piece on the ground, which has always been there, called an irrigation something or other. So now what the hell is this? We don't know. What is an irrigation thing? And that's all flooded too. So I tell my wife to call the town inspector because she's become friendly with him because he's been fucking here enough. So, so you know, maybe he knows what this is because we don't know. And we call the plumber too, but the plumber's not there. We got to try to figure out what the hell's going on. He's like, I don't know what this is, but I'll call somebody from the water department in the town and they'll come over. So the water department guy comes over. Turns out that all that stuff is to a sprinkler system. We've never seen a sprinkler head, so it's not hooked up to anything. But apparently, we have a sprinkler system.
Oh my god!
Exactly. Why wouldn't
Where
we?
Where is it?
So, but here's the thing. But the water guy goes, well, here's the problem. The gutters are now facing towards the house, which is lower ground. Before, they were facing like away. Like, we had really long gutters. The original gutters were real. I don't know if you remember, guys. Joe was only here once. But we really...
Your gutters are not on my mind.
Well, now that I have the expensive type, they should be, my friend.
Now you're going to have to ooh and ah when you see them.
I'll tell you what, if you guys don't compliment my brand new gutters, I'll be very offended. And I will take it personally.
First thing I'm going to look for.
That's my theory. That's why we didn't get the cheap Home Depot gutters. We got the good stuff, premium fucking gutters. Anyway, so the guys when they did not have the water draining to where it used to drain. So now they had it draining, and it was draining low, and it filled that water well, which made it leak into the made the window leak. So that's what it was. So now Monday, the siding guy's coming over to cut the gutter. We jimmy rigged it so it's okay now, but to do it properly, he's got to cut the thing. We got to put new parts facing away from the house. It's a whole thing. Everything's always.
Especially with the remnants of this storm. This storm has been like a bad house guest. It just won't go. It's like, oh, you don't mind if I stay another day. You get tired ripping up the East Coast.
It's like when I got food poisoning and stayed in Davin's basement. I just wouldn't leave.
Yeah.
All right. Before I get to, I have one more thing to talk about. Now, I was reading Joe's Facebook page, and I was surprised by this, but apparently Joe had a bad experience in a store. I know. How could that happen? Joe always has positive experiences, and I was always thrilled with the type of service he gets. I was surprised, but he has a story.
Me too.
I'm sick and tired of sheer stupidity. I go into Walmart. Now,
first of all, listen, Pip has been doing this with us for like 11 years. How dare you attack her in that way?
You're used to dealing with stupidity. Stop it.
No, this is just stupidity and lousy customer service. I go into Walmart. I want to get a holder for my phone for the new car. So I go in, I see the one I like. Because the riffraff next to me is filled with riffraff, it's locked up tighter than a crab's ass. So I gotta go find somebody that has a key to open it up. So you can't find anybody in the place. You're looking around. So finally I go up to the sporting goods department, and there's a guy behind the counter who's helping a couple of people. So I go, is there any available people to open up the case in the automotive section? Yeah, that would be me. Oh, okay, good. Well, I got to help these people first. I'm like, okay. And I guess they're buying a gun or something like that or whatever. And it's these two old people. It's like the mortgage in a fucking house. So I go, all right. So I walk around, and then I think about it, and I go, well, I just need the key. There's a coworker of his over by where he is. Give the key to the coworker. The coworker opens up the case, and I go on my way. I go back up, and I go, hey, do you have the key? The young lady here can take the key and can open up the case. Oh, I can't give it to her. I go, what do you mean you can't give it to her? Well, it's on the key ring for the guns. And I can't give it to her. I know, what do you think, we're going to be the new Bonnie and Clyde? I don't know, what are we going to do? Rob banks with a fucking cell phone holder? I go, is there a manager around? Well, he's helping out another customer. So I'm like, you people can go. I didn't say anything, but I was about to...
All right, let me stop you here and play devil's advocate. Because this is also the key ring that is to the guns... I could honestly see this being like where they don't want a lot of people having access to this ring because God forbid somebody untrustworthy gets a hold of it and gets to the guns.
Now, here's the deal. Well, he's not the deal where he's not thinking outside the box, okay? The deal is that he is worried for somebody that can get into the gun case and take a gun. He is behind, actually, he is in front of the gun case. We are taking the key, going two aisles over where there is absolutely no guns, and there is the cell phone holder. We grab the cell phone holder, the girl returns the key to him, and everything is fine. It can be done within 3 minutes.
Now let me stop you there. You have already said that there is riffraff afoot. What happens if you get mugged on the way two aisles over, and then now they've taken you and the assistant out? Now they have this key ring, and they're going straight for the guy with the guns. These are menacing people.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. I just stabbed them with the key ring. And
you were, but you were unsuspecting because you're a law-abiding citizen. You didn't know you.
Every woman who ever walked through a mall parking lot knows this.
So,
with the keys.
So I go, you got to be kidding me. So, well, maybe somebody could try to help you. Now, at this juncture, he could have grabbed the phone and found a manager to come over and assist. But no, he's not thinking outside the box. He's stupid.
I don't know if that's even thinking outside the box. I feel like we're still in the box.
It is thinking outside the box, and I'll tell you why. Basically, in my job, if I have a situation where a customer's in a certain situation, I think outside the box where, you know, to help them. Give me an example. We had two guys come in. They were doing a training on a boiler today. So I'm walking into work, and these two guys come in for the training and go, yeah, are they having the training today? Yeah. Instead of trying to find something, yeah, follow me. I'll bring you to the training room. Bring them to the training room, and, you know, and I go, sit right here. I'll have somebody come in and help you. I could have assumed somebody was going to come in and help them, but no, I don't want them sitting there like lummoxes. I go find my training guy and go, hey, Bruce, there's a couple of guys in the training room coming in for the training. You know, if you just want to pop in and say, oh, thank you, Joe, I'll go right in right now. That's thinking outside the box. With that in mind, if I go somewhere, I want the same out-of-the-box thinking in a situation. I demand that because my customers demand that of me. And when I see somebody there that isn't even thinking or just not even using any extra brain power to think about how to handle a customer situation, I flip the fuck out.
Now, I will again, I have been in the situation of the people who are trying to buy the gun. I've been in that situation where you're in the middle of doing something, somebody else needs help, and the person who is helping me now puts their attention on the new person, and now I'm standing there and I go, what the hell is going on? We were just...
Exactly. But here's the deal. I just needed somebody to get a key or somebody to make a phone call. It takes 2 seconds. And about buying a gun, we're not in the Ukraine with the Russian army coming over the hill. This guy, I don't know where this guy is. Nobody's in that thing of Russia. You need a fucking gun. Okay?
If they are, be very suspicious.
Yeah, there's not a Russian fucking colony coming up a fucking roadway. All right, this guy.
Oh, don't worry about it. They're giving themselves up anyway, so don't worry about them either.
It takes 2 seconds to do it. I'll be right with you. Can you help the guy? And be right back. That takes less than a minute. I know what I want. I don't have any questions. I know the thing is going to work. I just need to get the fucking thing. It takes 2 seconds. Find somebody. Right? We don't have to go on a fucking journey. Just page somebody. So he goes, well, you can go down the aisle and you see if you can find somebody. Well, thank you very much. So then I go into the aisle, and you press a button to get help. I am pressing this button for 20 minutes. Let me tell you, Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny would have showed up quicker. Nobody showed up. And then I went...
You know what that button's called? Look at the asshole button. That's what that button is. So somebody is watching all the cameras go, look at this guy. He thinks the button's actually connected to something. How long is this guy going to stand there?
It's actually a badly placed psychological experiment. You wouldn't expect one in Walmart, but there you go.
It's like candid camera. Like Joe's expecting Alan Funt to pop out from behind the case.
And the thing about it, I posted what I posted, is a girl, she's a friend of a friend, she lays into me. You know, my mom worked at Walmart, she was smart, she was conscientious, she helped the customers, and I go, and she was probably a rarity. I go, your mom seems like a very nice, hardworking woman. I go, the rest of them are morons, because this is the only time that I've had a problem there with people stupid. I mentioned it before. When I first moved into my house, there was a painting I liked, okay? And it said, God, give me the strength, the courage not to, you know, to deal with things I can't fix, and the serenity to deal with things I can't fix. It looks nice. It's hanging in my kitchen. I go to buy the thing. I walk up, I'm online. The woman goes, there's no price tag on there. Well, I got it down in the photo op. Now I'm the guy holding up the line. And I'm like, I don't like being the guy holding up the line, because the one thing I hate is the guy holding up the line, and now I'm the fucking guy. So they paid somebody, could you go down the art aisle and just see if there's the sign, the painting? And the woman comes back, and I go, there's no more left. I go, well, let me make you an offer. Well, it's the last one. I go, it's always going to be the last one. I go, I'll give you $10 for the thing. Just write it off as a dummy skew and give it to, I have to show, lady, this isn't the Louvre. I go, I need it. What's the big deal? $10? Maybe it's less than $10. So once again, not thinking outside the box, not calling a manager. Finally, I insisted a manager came. We worked out a fucking deal. And I don't have patience with people that don't think outside the box. I have to think outside the box with my customers day in and day out, and when I see people that don't take the extra step, I get pissed off. You know, I mean, I had a customer, a customer the other day. He wanted to get a special discount on an order. The promotion is over. I got it approved. It was last Friday, and he goes, "Well, I don't have it ready." I go, "I guess I'm out of luck." I go, "No, I made sure I wrote the regional manager and said." Order received by agent, which means I have it in my hand. It was received by me, and we could get this done. A normal person, would go, "Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you." Another thing is with the people I deal with at the factory. This woman, I've known her for years. She actually was at our gig when we were
Michigan.
Oh, Jesus Christ, in Michigan. And she was very nice, but she doesn't think outside the box. She held an order to order. Well, we don't do that. Of course you do. I've done two other fucking orders like that. I didn't say it to her like that, but I had to deal with that. It held up a customer order because she just looks down, sees something, and doesn't think outside the box. I had to deal with that most of last week. That was one of the main catalysts why I wrote what I wrote, because I dealt with people just thinking inside of a box. Well, this is what it says. I don't give a shit what it said. And that's why I was so surly last week when I walked into that Walmart.
Well, you can now deal with Optimum and see if you can get my internet working properly. All right.
I don't even have the patience. I have a story about that for another day.
So, I had a gig in Berlin, New Jersey on Friday night. And I tell the audience, they told me where the gig was, and I was afraid. I didn't want to come. You know, Jew. Berlin, and then I didn't explain that like I had to for Pip, but, you know, and then they said, oh, so they finally convinced me to come. And they go, oh, you could take a train. And I said, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
So this audience was not really into material for anybody, which I haven't really encountered that in a while. It's kind of annoying. 3/4 of the way through a show, the woman in the back says, I get it. I'm like, what did you get? She got the joke. She got the joke about Berlin 3/4 into the show.
Oh, God.
What is it, went on Wikipedia during the third act? What
is it? I don't know. A bit later, she loudly says, Nips. N-I-P-S, Nips. She loudly says, Nips. I'm like, did you say Nips? And she's like, yes, how did you hear me? And I explained to her that we're both in a room. She said it loudly. I have ears and sound travels. And I explained... That is literally what I did. That is literally
I gotta steal that from you if I'm ever in that situation. That's a good line.
Oh my God.
So I ask her, listen, she's loud, she's drunk, she doesn't mean any ill will. She thinks she's the life of the party. She's one of these. So I ask her what she does. She works at Archway. Do you know what Archway is?
The cookies, right?
No, but okay. Good guess. I don't know.
What is it?
I ask her what Archway is. It's a place for special needs people.
Oh.
Why is she acting like one?
Well, I said, it's nice that she took her work out with her. And then later on, she's still carrying on. So I asked her if she graduated from Archway and now they put her in charge.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
It got a laugh?
Yeah, of course it did. I'm a funny man.
If you got a bunch of sensitive assholes, why did you take a loud drunk lady? You might hurt her feelings.
Too bad. Slow down. Slow down, kids.
No.
I don't tell these stories to share how witty I am. These stories never have that purpose. There's always a horrible twist when I tell a story about comedy. It's never like, hey guys, I killed and it was amazing. I love people and I love my career. I don't share those stories.
No.
The feel-good moments. Yeah, nobody gives a shit about those.
Exactly. Nobody's coming here for that. Yeah. Who wants that? Come to a show. That'll probably happen. Or not. So anyway, everyone's laughing. Afterwards, I'm standing by the door trying to sell merch. And a woman comes up to me who I hadn't seen before. And she's like, you're a real asshole. Well, that's never a nice hello.
Are you one of my exes? Did you change a lot?
Well, my exes like me. I'm a gentleman. You're a real asshole. You made fun of mentally handicapped children. I'm like, no, I didn't.
No, you didn't.
She's like, you made fun of mentally handicapped children, and my daughter is mentally handicapped. At this moment, I wish I would have channeled Rich Carucci, because Carucci had an experience like this, where he may or may not have said something, and a woman comes up to me after the show, or a man does, and says, you know, my son's retarded, and Rich goes, I could see that.
No,
that is a wonderful answer, Pip. That is the correct answer. That is the best answer. That is double jeopardy answer. I wish I would have thought it on the rebound, let alone initially, like Rich did. But I did not. Now the other comics. I'm also thinking, you know, if I did say that. If I did make fun of, like, mentally handicapped kids, wouldn't there be a line of people trying to yell at me?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's absolutely wrong, because what she does is if you mention the word, she directly associates it with special needs people. Now, I do that joke about, like, you know, the context of words, where if I'm goofing on a a special needs person. I'm a bully, and I'm wrong. However, if you're 35 living in your parents' basement going to Comic-Con dressed as Frodo, you're a retard. I do a whole fucking preamble on that. Not many times, but some people, you know, that joke was did you not listen to the context of the setup for the joke? If I'm making fun of special needs people, I am wrong and I'm a bully. However, people hear that word and they gloss over everything else.
I never even used.
I have a problem with it.
Well, actually, I did use the word retarded when I was talking about myself, when I plugged the radio show and what we do, you know, with the scammers. Go, if you guys ever wanted to see a retarded superhero, tonight's your lucky night. I use it when I talk about myself. But anyway, the other comics now are seeing this and chiming in, saying, he never said that. And she's like, well, you talked about Archway. I'm like, I don't even know what Archway is. And she's like, well, you should. Apparently now it is my job to roll into a town and learn where all the mentally challenged people are kept.
The thing about it is you don't know a thing about Archway. Well, the woman that I was speaking to, I do, because the woman that was asked about it explained what it was. And she enlightened me, so I do know what it was. It was the context of the joke. You know, I mean, sometimes with me, I've got to explain some things. But I, you know, when I write, I'm sure when you write, I always have a reason why I wrote it. This way, if I do get called out at a meet and greet, I can explain myself. I did it with when I did the football player kneeling joke, where a guy questioned me. I was explaining myself. So there's got to be a meme.
Yeah, but these weren't jokes. These were riffs because somebody was acting special who happened to work with those people.
But you did not mention them directly. You mentioned them that the woman worked there, and you did not say anything derogatory
to
people that belong there.
No.
People are stupid. Once again, don't think outside the box. They hear something. They don't hear anything else. And they have a fucking problem.
Certain words are dog whistles for people.
They don't listen
to the context.
She's like, oh, wait. She's like, well, you can make fun of black people. At which point, which I really don't. But at which point, I go, oh, so you liked every other part of the show? And that kind of stunned her, because I'm like calling her. So like everything else is fine, but I can't talk about this. And she like kind of did a double. She's like, no, I thought it all sucked. She
had nothing to say. Well, black people, so you're a racist. So what's worse? You know, I didn't. I go. You assume that I said something about retail, but you're blatantly saying that you're a racist.
She's like, I would look you up online just so I could write how terrible you are, but it's not worth my time. I go, but this conversation is worth your time?
People had to pick up the slack. Don't worry.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So.
Idiots.
So once again, we have an audience member. This is because remember, this happened in Florida with the old guy who heard me talk about Jews in a way I didn't talk about. So once again, we have audience members who are listening to their own show, and because they think it is true, and that is like that mirror society where we are today.
Oh God, yeah.
Because you could present people with hard facts. Everybody could tell somebody, or a lot of people could tell somebody they're absolutely wrong. It's not this way. If they think it's that way, then as far as they are concerned, it is that way.
Oh, like I said, you could do a joke context in the setup explaining the situation. Oh, my God, I can't believe he said that. God damn it, aren't you listening? I mean, you can't be that fucking stupid.
But
they can.
Once again, we have an audience member who wants me to validate their opinion. Once again, they have found the wrong comic.
Well, Lisa T.Y. says she adds nothing of value to the planet. And I have to agree. There are so many people like this that are just looking for something to pick on rather than seeing the whole overview of the show. But that's why they also cannot understand things in context.
Well, I have to disagree with Lisa. I have to disagree. Let's assume that she will, when she perishes, she will be She will go the way a lot of people do, and she will be buried. She will be fertilizer, and that is useful. That is part of the cycle of life. So I beg to differ with our dear friend Lisa, but I digress.
Well, no, at the moment, she adds nothing of value because she's sucking in oxygen the rest of us need.
Fair point.
So,
okay.
Valueless.
Okay. So, at this point, the co-producer of the show tells her maybe she shouldn't come to comedy shows.
Valid.
All right. Look, if you got the staff on your side and the booker, then you're good. Because you know, if she sees that she's a problem, then you're good. She was at the show. She saw what you did. You're not going to get a call. There's not going to be a call on Monday.
Nah.
You know.
So now this woman goes outside, and apparently she's still complaining about this. To which point, her friends are coming up to me and going, "She's drunk. We're sorry." You know, and like the staff, and like everybody's like coming up, like, "What is her problem?" So now the lady who I was talking to, Miss Nips, who works at Archway, she had a great time and everything. She's like, "Yeah, they're not even kids there. I work with 21-year-olds. And her other friend who was with her goes, "Yeah, and she's terrible at her job." And then and then Ms. Nips like pulls up her sleeve and shows me a big bruise on her arm. And I thank her for doing, you know, the job that she does. And her friend goes, "Yeah, she's got the bruise because she's terrible at her job."
Oh, my God.
One of these people that got to have a chip on their
shoulder. No, this is the woman. This is not the woman who was complaining. This is the woman who was yelling shit out who works there. Yes.
Sometimes, I was doing a show with Governors one time. I did a Trump show. This is like about 7 months ago. And the guy, I don't want to hear any more about this. But it was just this one guy. So, I goofed on him and stuff like that. But when we were doing the meet and greet, I wanted to see him, and I wanted to find out. I go, "What in the hell set you up?" He must have left early because people were coming out to me and go, "Oh, that guy was an asshole." I mean, a bunch of people, "That guy was an asshole. I don't know what his problem is." So it's always that one person that's on this agenda that is out of sync with everybody. Sometimes the problem is, especially like at a church or something like that, you know, you do a joke that everybody loved, and this is the one woman that complains, and it screws you, you know?
Well, as you guys know, as I relay these stories to you guys, I pretty much give them no safe space. I pretty much stand. I think my next tact might be a smile and say, "I'm glad you enjoyed the show." And as they continue to rage, I'm glad you enjoyed the show. I think I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, because there's always somebody that wants to have a tantrum about something, and it's my day program is forward facing with the public, and it's amazing the things that people say to me these days, and the entitlement of a lot of the people, the things that they expect, the things that I'm hard pressed to think of any time that I've behaved with a customer service person the way that I'm treated. It's amazing.
Well, this goes back, what you're talking about, what I'm talking about, this goes back to what I've been saying for years now. This goes back to social media and reality TV, where everybody thinks that because they have an appointment, an opinion, that it matters. And the difference with me is, I've said it on this show, and I pretty much live my life that way, if you're stupid, your opinion doesn't matter. And people do not understand that. I will decide what stupid is. Now, I know, if we are talking physics, and there is somebody who's a major in physics or is a physicist, I'm the stupid one. You guess whose opinion? You know whose opinion doesn't matter in that conversation? This guy. My opinion on physics is completely irrelevant, and only a fool would insist, no, I read something on the interwebs, I saw a YouTube video, Mr. Physicist, you are wrong, Mr. Physicist or Miss Physicist, I have an opinion, and I should be heard.
Yeah, there are some things that are facts, and there are some things that are subjective. And if it's subjective, okay, I'll entertain your point of view. If they're facts and you don't have them, shut the fuck up.
Hey, Joe, did you ever hear... Joe, did you ever hear a place...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you ever hear of a place called the Crazy Country Club?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's like the oldest comedy club. Was the oldest comedy club, the first comedy club in the country?
Was it the Brooklyn one or the Staten Island one?
The Brooklyn one.
I think it was... No, Pips was the oldest comedy club.
Okay, well, anyway. So, it was in Brooklyn. Now the owner's son has a place in Pennsylvania, which is where I was Saturday night. I tell you all this to share what I said on Saturday night, which was a great show, by the way. Had a lot of fun.
Was it still over the top like the old one was? With the decorations?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I said this place was decorated like Party City had a going out of business sale. But
one quick story before you tell us. So I went to the one in Staten Island. I go with Darren Dillon. Darren looks like Sting, funny guy, has a temper just as bad as mine. He's driving that night. The ride in on the Belt Parkway was beyond awful. So we pull in the parking lot of the place, and he looks at me and goes, I'm telling you right now, I'm in no mood for bullshit. We walk in the vestibule. This sombrero lowers down from the roof of the ceiling and onto his head. And I go, you're going to beat the shit out of me, but I'm laughing my fucking balls off. That's the funniest thing about
it. Is Darren still on Facebook?
No move for bullshit. This sombrero comes down on his head.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Is Darren still on Facebook?
Yeah, he's down in Florida now.
I think he unfriended me, though. Although we never had a fight. I guess I just dropped.
I don't know.
All right, anyway, that's all right. So why did I bring that up? So on a Saturday, I brought up something I used to say, and you guys might remember me saying that, but I used to say, if I say something that offends you, I want you to know that I honestly, truly, from the bottom of my heart, do not give a shit. And and that got a round of applause. I don't know. I used to say it. I think I need to bring that back.
Yeah, probably, yeah, because it seems like people are like, well, I'm offended, so, you know, the whole room of laughing people are wrong.
You know, it was bad enough when I was getting when people were getting offended at stuff I did say. Now they're getting offended at stuff I didn't say, which makes it really tough. Because I only have control of the show that I'm doing. I don't have the control of the show that's in your head.
Oh, tell me about it. I learned that growing up with a schizophrenic. I have no control over what's going on in your head. If I did it, fine. If it's in your head.
So somebody commented on my Facebook page, because I posted about this, about the more confrontations, especially since the Will Smith Chris Rock thing, and a comedian Patrick Welsh commented. He's a Florida comic who I work with. He said he was doing a show, and an audience member didn't like a particular joke that he did. He didn't say what the joke was, and the guy yells, "Where's Will Smith?" That's where we are. That's where we are. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen this. They're doing PSAs, or not PSAs. I guess comedian Judy Gold is part of some type of group where now, like, it's about, like, free speech, and they're talking about comics being assaulted on stage and everything, and she's showing highlights of this. Like, this has become a thing. I still contend that the Will Smith Chris Rock thing should not have beaten mine on Biggest Fools, but it is still holding reverberations low those many months with the sick people that come to comedy shows.
Yeah.
Like I said, the one night at Governor, when that guy said, "I want to hear a comedy," it's like, shut the fuck up, stupid.
But I mean, I'm just finding it's more and more, and I don't know how to deal with. Like, I don't want to give them any quarter, but maybe I should just say I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Glad it really hit home for you. Will that incense them? I mean, because really, that's what I'm looking to do. I'm looking to make them feel like the pieces of crap that they are. But what's the best way to do that?
Well, just say, you know, the best art provides a reaction from the audience. So thank you.
Okay, that's a little wordy.
Yeah, you know what I do is if somebody has a problem. Oh, I, you know, what you said is this. I when I write something, I think it over and have the backing on it. And I've explained myself. I've gone head to head with an open mic comic that had a problem with something I said. I ripped her to shreds. You know, because if I'm doing something, there's a basis for it. So my thing is, if it's got a problem, I'll discuss it with you. And I'll get my reasoning.
Yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. Joe, if you're sitting there having your while people are walking out, if you're having a conversation with a drunk, then you're the asshole. Because nobody wants to have that. No, you can't have a rational conversation with a drunk. It's not like this show where 75% of the time we're rational. I mean...
No. Well, you got... Look, you got to pick and choose your battles. Now, obviously, if somebody comes up that's, you know, a patron that's not drunk or anything, well, yeah, I'd have the conversation like, hey, Lawrence, funny. Well, then it's going to be like explaining trigonometry to what a fucking orangutan. I don't have time for that shit, you know? And
right.
Also with you, I can understand where you're coming from because basically you're trying to sell merch with the meet and greet. So you got to, you know, these people got to tell their story walking because you're trying to make money with merchandise, you know?
Yes.
So you really, you can't really take the time to sit with somebody and go over something.
Now, you've seen me back when I was doing a lot of political jokes. You've seen me have conversations with people about things, and I'll have a conversation with somebody, and I'll take the time to do that. But I can't deal with you being offended at jokes, let alone jokes I didn't say. I mean, I just don't have time. All right.
Yeah.
Let's take our first break. It's going to be a really short break, kids. And we'll come back and we'll do School of Fools. Really interesting story coming out of Florida about the idea of an LGBTQ month. In New York, which is where the three of us live, we're going to all electric cars in 2035. There was a woman who rescued a cat but killed a man in the process. So we want to get Pip's take on that. And
I'm laughing at a video on that.
And Pip. Pip, I must insist that Mr. Helix is within listening distance, because the man deserves a warning. I mean, if shit's going to go down, Mr. Helix deserves to know who stands where in your household.
We have bail money set aside.
We have an outstanding display of spite, and maybe you shouldn't eat by yourself at a restaurant. That and much more. So, When you on the speak stupid on the break, new music from Crazo and Dorati with Chicago Streets, and you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Real short break.